भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 43, 44 एंड 45। कामान कामयते कामयेर यद अर्थम इहा पुरुषः सावे देहास्तु पारक्यो भंगुरो याति उपतेच। कामान कामयते कामयेर यदर्थम इहा पुरुषः सावे देहास्तु पारक्यो भंगुरो याति उपेति च। कामान कामयते कामयेर यदर्थम इहा पुरुषः सावे देहास्तु पारक्यो भंगुरो याति उपेति च। कामान कामयते कामयेर यदर्थम इहा पुरुषः सावे देहास्तु पारक्यो भांगुरो यति उपेति च। कामान कामयते कामयेर यदर्थम इहा पुरुषः सावे देहस्तु पारक्यो भांगुरो याति उपेति च। कामान कामयते कामयेर यदर्थम इहा पुरुषः सावे देहास्तु पारक्यो भांगुरो याति उपेति च। कामान कामयते कामयेर यदर्थम इहा पुरुषः सावे देहास्तु पारक्यो भांगुरो याति उपेति च। कामान थिंग्स फॉर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन। कामयते वन डिजायर्स। कामे बाय डिफरेंट डिजायरेबल एक्शंस। यत ऑफ विच अर्थम फॉर द पर्पस इहा इन दिस मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड। पुरुषा द लिविंग एंटिटी सह दैट वे इंडीड देहा बॉडी to but parakya belongs to others, the dogs, vultures, etc. Bhangaru, perishable. Yati, goes away. Upeti, embraces the spirit soul. Cha, and translations and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. A living entity desires comfort for his body and makes many plans for this purpose. But actually, the body is property of others. Indeed, the perishable body embraces the living entity and then leaves him aside. Purport. Everyone desires comfort for his body and tries to make a suitable situation for this purpose, forgetting that the body is meant to be eaten by dogs, jackals, or moths and thus turn into useless stool, ashes, or earth. The living entity wastes his time in a futile attempt to gain material possessions for the comfort of one body after another. Text number 44. Kim yu vyaveta apyatya dhara gra dhanandaya rajaya kosha gajamatya brihatyapata mamata apshada. Since the body itself is ultimately meant to become stool or earth, what is the meaning of the paraphernalia related to the body, such as wives, residences, wealth, children, relatives, servants, friends, kingdoms, treasuries, animals, and ministers? They are all temporary. They are also temporary. What more can be said about this? Text number 45. Kim eter atmanastuche saha dehana nashvare anarther artha sankasir nityanandar sudade. All this paraphernalia is very near and dear as long as the body exists. But as soon as the body is destroyed, all things related to the body are also finished. Therefore, actually, one has nothing to do with them. But because of ignorance, one accepts them as valuable. Compared to the ocean of eternal happiness, they are most insignificant. What is the use of such insignificant relationships for the eternal living being? Purport. Krishna consciousness, devotional service to Krishna, is the ocean of eternal bliss. In comparison to this eternal bliss, the so-called happiness of society, friendship and love is simply useless and insignificant. One should therefore not be attached to temporary things. One should take to Krishna consciousness and become eternally happy. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vansha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaya Ivacha Patita Nam Pavane Vyo Vaishnai Vyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you so much for being here this morning. We will quickly go over what we did yesterday and then continue with our discussion today. Who all were there yesterday in the morning? Daita Prabhu gave the class, I know, but who all attended? Okay, so let me ask a question. We talked about basically material desires, unhappiness, why we should not spend our energies and time for these things. So let me ask you a simple question. What is the main cause of our unhappiness? Ignorance, okay. Temporary objects, yes. Desires. So, all these things arise out of our desires. If our desires are unfulfilled, we are unhappy. It may be any kind of desire. And once our desires are unfulfilled and we are unhappy, a lot of other things happen out of it. We get angry, we get jealous, we get, upset, and so many things happen. So from desires, all this unhappiness comes. Let us say the desires are fulfilled. So because I first said that if desires are unfulfilled, we are unhappy. But what happens when our desires are fulfilled? Does it make us happy or does it make us unhappy? It makes us happy, maybe for a temporary period. But interestingly, what we consider happiness sometimes is not really happiness. And Prabhupada gives a very nice example of that. Let us say today I am earning $2,000 a month or whatever period. And then, you know, I'm looking forward to earning more. So I work hard, I try to, you know, please my boss, and then he is a very generous person, he gives me a raise, and I start getting $2,500. So I'm not happy, because immediately I start thinking of earning $3,000. So even though my initial desire was fulfilled, still it doesn't leave me happy. So Prabhupada explains that there is no end to this. This is a vicious circle. Today we are looking for something, and moment we receive that, moment we get it, we start looking further. There's another example he gives of a carrot in front of in donkey, an ass. So he explains that washermen in India, washermen, they have to transport a lot of laundry from one place to other place. To, you know, they used to take them to a river to wash them, then they would dry them, and then they will bring them back to the village or the city and give it back to the owners. So now the donkey, he has to carry all that load. And Prabhupada says that the washerman dangles a carrot in front of the donkey, and he keeps on walking, thinking that I'm going to get it now. I take one more step and then I'm going to have it. And then he takes another step, but the carrot keeps on moving and the donkey reaches the river. So same way in our lives, if we are not careful, we will be in the same situation. The happiness will always be going further and further and further. Though we will be walking towards it, we will be working very hard for it, but still we will not have the happiness in hand. And the reason is because whatever we are trying to do in this material world and this, for this material happiness, is all temporary. There is a discussion I just read a few days ago between two wise persons. And one asked the question that say something which will make a happy person unhappy and an unhappy person happy. So what could be such a statement? So he said, everything is temporary. So our happiness is also temporary, and our unhappiness is also temporary. So once we realize that, then we will make an attempt to look for something which is permanent. And Prahlad Maharaj says that permanent happiness can be obtained, we can get that only by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in text number 43, we talked about the body. Okay, let me start with a story. So, a man had four wives. So, and he used to take care of the first wife in a very, very nice way. He will do whatever possible to make her happy. He will buy her a lot of gifts and spend a lot of money on her and just make sure that she is always very happy. For his second wife also, he will put in a lot of efforts to keep her in good humor so that she doesn't get upset and she stays with him like that. The third wife, have you heard this story? No, okay. So the third wife, he used to pay attention, but not so much. And the fourth wife, he used to totally ignore. So, and his life was going on like this for a long time. And then he was getting old and he got sick. And he realized that the time has come for him to leave. So he was very, very, he was always surrounded by these four wives. So when he thought that he's going to leave, he didn't want to leave alone because he didn't know what will happen to him once he leaves. So he wanted his wives also to go with him. So he said, you know, I haven't been very fair to my fourth wife and third wife. But my first wife, I really took very good care of her. So let me ask her, maybe she will agree to come with me in my eternal journey. So he calls his first wife and tells her that I'm going to leave this body now. And I have always taken very good care of you. So would you accompany me on this journey? And she said, no way. I'm not going to come with you. He was shocked that, you know, he spent so much of energy, his time, his precious money, and straight away she said no. Then he called his second wife. He thought maybe she will agree. Then he asked her the same question, and she says, I'm not going to accompany you. As a matter of fact, as soon as you die, I'm going to remarry. So he was even more shocked because he never expected this kind of a thing from her. Then he called the third wife and says, you know, I'm sick and doctors say I'm not going to get any better. So the time has come for me to leave. Would you like to come with me? So she says, you know, I'm very sorry that you are going to leave. I'll come with you up to the cremation ground and after that, I'll come back. So he said, he thought that all these wives on whom he has spent so much of energy, money and time, they have refused to come with him. So he was even reluctant to ask the fourth wife, whom he has totally neglected. But the fourth wife said, I will come with you. So all of us have these four wives. So who are these wives? So first wife is our body. The body is as good as we are there in it. Moment we leave, the body stays there. It is of no use. The second wife are our material possessions. We have house, we have treasures, we have jewelries, we have so many things. We have cars, we have all kind of these things. But moment we leave, they are not there with us anymore. As a matter of fact, somebody else will take them as soon as we leave. So the second wife said that as soon as you leave, I am going to remarry somebody. So that means all those possessions are going to go to somebody else. The third wife is or are our relatives. They will come with us, they will come with me to the cremation ground. And after that, they will go back. The fourth wife is the most important thing for us because she is the one who said that she would accompany us. So we should take care of her. And she is our karma, our consciousness. So when we are entangled in this material world, various activities of this material world, we totally neglect that aspect of our life. And here we are going to learn in these three verses that the fourth wife or our karmas and our consciousness, that's the most important thing for us. So going back to verse number 43, it says, the body belongs to others. So Prabhupada says in his purport and translation that body is eaten up by animals, dogs, vultures, or even in some cases it is consigned to fire. So somebody else is going to enjoy our body. So this doesn't belong to us. We spend so much of time to maintain our body. We Let's put it, you know, some of us may go to gym, spend hours and hours to make sure that my body looks very nice and healthy. There are people who will go to spas, people will go to beauty clinics, they buy all kind of cosmetics and so on, just to make sure that the body is looking great. And that body is just very, is perishable. It is going to be enjoyed by others. We are not going to enjoy that at all. And that's the law of nature. Then a question comes, should we maintain the body or not? And if we need to maintain the body, in what way should we do it? Or up to what extent we should spend our energy and time to maintain our body? And what should be the purpose of maintaining the body? So many questions, and all very, very relevant questions. So, Prabhupada says in several of his lectures that this body is given to us by Krishna. So we have to maintain it. We cannot neglect it. But should we maintain it for our own sense gratification program? To satisfy our senses and so-called enjoyment? So he says a very, very emphatic no. The body has to be maintained so that it can be used in the service of the Supreme Lord. It is given to us by Supreme Lord, and it should be used in the service of the Supreme Lord. So up to that extent, we should maintain our body. Not that, okay, I am spending half my day in the gym or a beauty clinic, and that's the way I maintain my body. Rather, I should do only that much for my body, which is necessary to keep it going, so that I can serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then we can move further. It says that we're talking about attachments, we're talking about relatives, we're talking about possessions and so on. So, why do we get so much obsessed with material possessions? We want, you know, practically all of us, I should have a house. Once I have a house, I want a bigger house. I have a car which can bring me easily to wherever I want to go. But I'm not very happy with that car because I always want to buy an expensive car and so on. So moment we have these kind of desires going on, you can already feel that the process of unhappiness also starts with it. So, we have those things and we feel we are happy, but moment we lose them, we become again unhappy. And as we read in Bhagavad Gita and here also, that all those possessions are temporary. So when we are going to lose them, we are going to be unhappy. So we normally talk about attachments in our discussions, in our classes, and we are told not to get attached with anything. So how do we know that we are attached to a particular item or something? When I'm afraid to lose it, yes, absolutely right. When I'm afraid to lose it, when I'm unhappy, when I lose that particular item, that means I'm attached to it. And we find that we sometimes are attached even to a, you know, pen, a ball pen, which is maybe just not even a dollar or so. But if I lose my pen, I'm so much worried. Where is my pen? Where is my pen? Do you have my pen? You know, it's like that. So that shows the attachment we have for such insignificant items. And the important things of life, the things we are going to go with us, not only throughout this life, but life after life, we are totally, neglectful of them. Yesterday, when Daita Prabhu was, speaking, he was particularly asking Sri Prabhu about questions that is he satisfied or not with the arguments which he was making, correct? So I was reminded of one particular example in addition to several very, very valid examples he made. And that was some of us, or maybe most of us, have bank accounts. Okay, we have some money in our bank. And what happens to that money? You know, I go to the bank, I put some money in my account. Well, these days one can do it online or one can just take a picture from the smartphone and the money is deposited there. But eventually, what happens to that money? We keep on spending it. I put $1,000 in my account yesterday. Today, when I look at it, it is already reduced to $900. And I look at it after two more days, it is maybe $500 because automatically my bills are being paid out of that account. So in other words, the money is reducing day by day. All my so-called hard-earned money is going away to other people. But there is something else which we can put in our bank which is not going to go away. And that is bhakti, that is the devotional service. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that when Arjun asks this question, he explains to him that whatever you do, whatever bhakti you do in your lifetime, you never lose it. It is going to stay with you. You are going to get the benefit of it in your next lifetime. So that's one account which keeps on increasing. It is never going to go down. And that's the account for which we should work. There was another example which was coming to my mind. Let me just go back to the text. Yeah, in the last verse, Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness, devotional service to Krishna, is the ocean of eternal bliss. In comparison to this eternal bliss, the so-called happiness of society, friendship, and love is simply useless and insignificant. Therefore, one should not be attached to temporary things. We read in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami gives a very good example, that all this material happiness, when compared with the spiritual happiness, you know, he gives the example. So one is the temporary happiness or the material happiness is just like the footprint of a calf. The amount of water which would come in the footprint of a calf is the material happiness compared to an ocean, which is what we get out of spiritual happiness, out of our devotional service. The happiness which we will get is like an ocean. So that is the comparison between the material happiness and spiritual happiness, or the happiness which we get out of devotional service unto the Lord. And the other important thing is that it is permanent. So we are running after things which are temporary and so small, whereas we are neglecting things which could be much, much, much more and permanent. So I'll stop here and invite questions and discussion point, comments. Jitendra Prabhu wants to make some comment.
In regards to proper renunciation and improper renunciation, those things that can be used in Krishna's service, if they're neglected, that's improper renunciation. Yes. Did you want to speak on that, Prabhu?
Yeah. Number of times we talk about renunciation, and we are talking about material possessions and not getting attached to material possessions. So if I, first of all, when we are talking of renunciation, we have to understand that whatever I possess, whatever is given to me, is given to me by Krishna. So whatever I have, I should use it in Krishna's service. So I have this body, I have money, I may have some talent, I have skills, and the best use of all this is to use them in Krishna's service. So that is the true renunciation of what we possess. There is another Mayavadi renunciation, which is like going into Himalayas or going on a mountain and just stay away from some, you know, everything, and not necessarily doing. Prabhupada gives very good example. He says the person is sitting in some secluded place, but he is still thinking of the comforts which he is missing, which he has missed because he is there. So that is not renunciation. Renunciation is what we can happily give in service to Krishna. So that is true renunciation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Would you like to add something, Prabhu? Yeah. Okay, so if there are no more questions, you want to ask something? Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. And fast breaking is up to 8:31. So if some of you haven't broken the fast already, please make sure that you break it by 8:30.